Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. According to a recent Pew Research survey, when Americans peer 30 years into the future, they see a country in decline economically, politically, and on the world stage. Majorities of Americans foresee a country with a burgeoning national debt, a wider gap between the rich and poor, and a workforce threatened by automation. Majorities predict that the economy will be weaker, health care will be less affordable, the condition in the environment will be worse, and older Americans will have a harder time making ends meet than they do now. The share of Americans who are dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country was 7 in 10 in January of 2019. But the public also has a somewhat more positive view, or at least a more benign one, of some current demographic trends that will shape the country's future. The U.S. Census Bureau predicts that by 2050, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and other minorities will constitute a majority of the population. About 4 in 10 Americans say this shift will be neither good nor bad for the country, while 35% believe a majority-minority population will be a good thing, and 23% say it will be bad. The public views another projected change in the demographic contours of America more ominously. By 2050, people ages 65 and older are predicted to outnumber those younger than 18, a change that a 56% majority of all adults say will be bad for the country. In the face of these problems and threats, the majority of Americans have little confidence that the federal government and their elected officials are up to meeting the major challenges that lie ahead. Instead, almost 90% feel that science and technology will have a positive impact in solving the nation's problems, and roughly three-quarters say the same about public K-12 schools, colleges, and universities. Underlying many of these and other findings are deep divisions along the traditional fault lines of American life, including race, age, and education. However, among the more striking differences found in this survey are those between Republicans and Democrats. Taken together, the size and frequency of these differences underscores the extent to which positive polarization underpins not just the current political climate, but views of the future as well. It is perhaps fitting that while the two parties hold similar views on a number of issues, one area of agreement stands out. Majorities of both parties agree that the country will be more politically divided in 2050 than it is today. Personally, I have a hard time imagining that scenario, but what concerns me is the journey to 2050. Remember, it's the journey, not the arrival, that matters. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.